In the old days, it was the mail you could count on. These days, it's Kmart. At least, that's the case in Sholo, Arizona. The town was evacuated last weekend as the nation's largest wildfire neared. But Rob Moronis, the manager of the local Kmart, stayed behind. He's kept the store open all week, catering to his newest customers, those fighting the fire. Moronis says it was an easy decision to make once he found out that all the other local business people were leaving town.
I've got friends in the sheriff's department. They told me that there was not going to be a commissary up here, which means 2,000 people in law enforcement and fire rescue were not going to have places to get their necessities from. And I definitely decided I was going to stay and remain open.
And did people start coming right away?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's so many. I mean, there's over 2,000 people that were here for, you know, to help out.
Now, did any of your other employees stay?
No, I sent them home.
So you took on all these customers by yourself?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Well, must have been pretty tiring, I would think.
Yeah, it was, but, you know, it was exhilarating because all the people, wonderful people of law enforcement and fire and rescue I met, it was just, they supported me, they were here for me, I got to know them personally, and that was, every day that became a stronger and stronger reason to stay and to do my part.
Where are you living?
In the store.
In the store?
Uh-huh.
Where are you sleeping in the store?
Right here by the service desk. I basically live in just a little cubicle here.
Have you pulled out some furniture from the store and you're sleeping on that?
Yeah.
What are you sleeping on?
On a Martha Stewart lounger. Very comfortable. Very comfortable. I recommend it. Let me tell you.
What about food? Do you have food there?
Actually, you know what? The sheriff's department, fire department, police department have been helping me out with that every hour on the hour, coming down and making sure I was taken care of.
Have you been scared at all? I mean, or haven't you been worried at all that you might get caught in the fire?
No. I also befriended the Maricopa County Fire Department, Police Department, Sheriff's Department, excuse me, I'll get it right. I'm a little tired, so excuse me, but quite a few of them, and they've been very nice to me, and they pretty much gave me an armed guard to protect me, and were stopping in on me frequently.
Well, what's it like there in town? Is it very smoky?
It was. You know, today it's been a rally for us, and Mother Nature's pretty much calmed down, and the smoke has lifted, and it looks like the apocalypse is over. I mean, it looks so nice outside. It's the proverbial light at the end of the tunnel, you know. And the fire's not so much contained, but it's been held at our borders. And it's only singed the edge of our town. And that's due to some hard-working individuals.
Where's your own family? Do you expect to see them soon now?
Probably within the next few days, probably by Monday.
You have a wife and a child, I understand?
Well, I have a wife, and then I have a nephew that I love dearly that stays with us quite often, and he's just the world to me.
Tell me, one other thing. What kinds of things did the firefighters and the other law enforcement officials, what kind of things do they need? What have you been selling them?
Well, it's funny. You know, every single one of them said, you know what, I got a phone call saying be ready in an hour. We're heading up to Sholo. So they couldn't grab anything. A lot of them were on the job. Chandler was telling me, we were on the job. We were driving around in our truck, and we got the word, called our families and said, we're out of here. So they only had the clothes on their backs. So a lot of them were coming here buying, you know, socks and underwear and, you know, the bare essentials.
Toothpaste,
deodorant.
Did you give any of them discounts?
Oh, yeah. Well, I donated what I could from the store. I mean, it's close to $12,000. I mean, we really took care of them. I called my corporate, and they said, you give them whatever they need.
Well, that's great, Rob. I know you're busy, and I thank you so much for giving us your time.
I thank you, and I really appreciate your time.
Okay. Rob Moronis is the manager of the Kmart in Sholo, Arizona.